I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A huge cleanup continued across America's Northeast in the wake of a direct hit by Superstorm Sandy. Power is still out for nearly 8 million people. Mark Lewis of Touch Global says they hope to have a plan ready by Friday morning.
This storm affected many, many churches across two of our districts, the Eastern District and the New England District.
Damages from Sandy could exceed $50 billion. For many, coping will be the new normal.
There will be significant ministry opportunities to express the gospel in word and in deed in the lives of people that have been impacted over a broad region.
Next, conflict between Burma's Buddhist and Muslim people groups left nearly 60 dead in recent days. Andy Pasmo with Partners Relief and Development says they've tried to deliver relief aid to both people groups but met with heavy resistance.
It became very clear to us that we could help the Rakhine people, and that was fine, but anybody who attempts to help the Rohingya are also subject to attack.
Despite the dangers that come with helping the indigenous Muslims, Partners is still trying to find a way to deliver relief aid. So pray for peace in the Rakhine State and pray that doors would be opened for relief groups to be the hands and feet of Christ. And heavy rain along the East Sepik River in Papua New Guinea caused massive flooding. Waters didn't begin receding until late October and people were cut off. New Tribes Mission sent pilots to drop supplies from their planes. Through this flood, workers had time to consistently work on translating 2 Corinthians and Matthew. 31 villagers were also baptized. Keep praying for the uninterrupted translation work of the Bible in that region, and also pray that believers will continue to praise the Lord despite hardships. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants you to have a free Russian Christmas ornament. It'll remind you to pray that orphans and street kids come to Christ in the former Soviet Union through their Project Hope Christmas initiative. You can get your free ornament at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ornament link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.